Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 48. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, partly cloudy. 31 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. 18 U.S. senators have sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai requesting the administration pursue a World Trade Organization case against India's domestic support for rice and wheat production. The U.S. had previously highlighted India's noncompliance through counter-notifications at the WTO Committee on Agriculture. The letter said American rice and wheat producers operating at a clear disadvantage compared to their competitors, primarily from India, where the government is subsidizing more than half of the value of production for rice and wheat instead of the 10% allowable under WTO rules. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould says wheat and rice farmers rely on open markets and fair trade to facilitate the trade, which plays a vital role in supporting the growers and jobs in rural America. The statewide average temperature in Kansas for the month of November was 46 degrees. That's 3.5 degrees warmer than normal. Normal temperature in the west, usually a little colder than the east, but this month's average temperatures were uniform around the state. In November was warmer than last November, and overall the last 3 months together have been the coolest since 2014. There were only three record high daytime temperatures in western Kansas. The statewide average temperature ranked 117th. Precipitation anomaly was slightly drier on average than across the state. Normal precipitation gradient. The normal precipitation gradient is from 0.6 in the west to 2 inches in the east. And the eastern regions, especially the southeast, were drier at 1 to 2 inches below normal. The statewide average precipitation for the month, 1.3 inches. That's about 9-tenths drier than normal. If you looked over the last 3 months, the fall season precipitation was a normal one. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Larned, a 53-year-old man pleads no contest to three felony charges after allegedly firing shots at a vehicle in July. Originally charged with attempted murder, Bradley Hulse appeared in court on Thursday, where he agreed to a plea deal. Hulse pled no contest to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, burglary of a dwelling, and reckless discharge of a firearm. Hulse sentencing is scheduled for January 20th. His bond is set at $50,000. On Thursday, once the storm had passed and the sun came up, a lot of damage that wasn't visible Wednesday was revealed. And one of those issues was the amount of road signs that had been destroyed or missing. According to a spokesperson with KDOT, crews began fixing and replacing signs with what they had in storage on Thursday. But the amount of missing or damaged signs is stacking up. KDOT tweeted on Thursday, though, urging drivers to slow down or use caution when the sign they're used to seeing isn't there. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received a call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Ellis County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's help in efforts to find a man reported missing on Wednesday before the wildfires impacted much of the area. The Sheriff's Office said Derek Scott Kelly's fiance reported him missing after he didn't show up for work. Kelly, 36, stands about 5'6", weighs around 220 pounds. He was last seen around 3:30 in the afternoon Wednesday around 11th and Ash in Hayes, driving a 2004 Dodge Durango with a Kansas license plate. Kelly was reportedly heading to an address in Natoma, and it's believed he was traveling country roads. A 35-year-old woman was sentenced to 57 months in prison for pointing a gun at two Wichita police officers. Back in March, an officer found a stolen vehicle in the parking lot of the Red Roof Inn at Kellogg and Armour. An officer observed Jennifer Miller trying to open the trunk of the vehicle and approached her. That's when Miller pulled out a handgun from her purse and pointed it at him. She then aimed the gun at a second officer. It's at that time when the first officer fired a shot at Miller, which struck her. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The current surge in virus cases in Nebraska continues to send more people to the hospital and put stress on the state's health care system. Health officials said Thursday that they are already concerned about hospital capacity, and the spread of the new Omicron variant of the virus could make the situation worse. Nebraska confirmed six cases of the Omicron variant earlier this month. Infectious disease expert Dr. Angela Hewitt said hospitals are close to having to ration care. The number of people hospitalized with the virus remains near the highest level since before vaccines became available last December. Authorities in southeastern Nebraska seized dozens of pounds of marijuana and fentanyl during a traffic stop on I-80. The Seward County Sheriff's Office says the stop happened last week on I-80 near the Seward exit. Authorities said they became suspicious of a car loaded on a car hauler, and after further inspection, they found three tires with contraband hidden inside. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Damage assessment and cleanup efforts continued yesterday from the powerful windstorm that blew across the region Wednesday afternoon. Utility crews were busy replacing downed lines and poles, with most customers' power restored by day's end. Several school districts, including Marysville, delayed start times Thursday morning, but are back on the regular schedule today. Downed trees and roof damage were the most common reports. The City of Marysville brush dump site remains open daily from 9 a.m. till dark for trees and limbs. Blue Rapids, Frankfort, and Washington City crews will be out beginning Monday for pickup, asking that limbs be laid parallel to and as close to curbside as possible, cut no longer than 12 foot in length. In Washington, residents may also drop off at the brush dump site near the campground south of the city shops. Local emergency management directors were out Thursday assessing damage, with Marshall County Director Bill Swindeman commenting.
We were lucky we didn't have any fires. We had fire departments out on a couple of areas, but they turned out to just be nothing. We had some damage to our power system, obviously. I got to give a big round of applause to Evergy, New Hall Marshall Electric, and all the other electric companies, especially the cities that had electric, they was out working in this in that storm last night to get everybody back as quickly as we could. We lost numerous small buildings and damage to windows and some roofs and stuff like that, as could be expected during this that kind of a wind. We did lose, I think, four or five large machine sheds throughout the county that went down. But for the most part, I'm actually pretty happy that we could have been a lot worse than what it was. So we actually weathered this pretty decently. You know, I'm not trying to take away from anybody that had damage and the impact for them, but for as a whole for the county, we weathered it pretty decently, I believe.
A second man was sentenced Tuesday in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion 2 years ago, who died when his house was set fire. Jefferson Goad was sentenced to 23 years in prison after he had pled guilty to a plea agreement for second-degree murder. Times will be conserved consecutively for additional charges of aggravated robbery and burglary and arson. Jeremy Penix was also sentenced to 25 years in prison without parole in the case. Active COVID cases in Marshall County continue to decline, down to 44 earlier this week, but hospitalizations remain stubborn, with 8 as of last report. Tuesday walk-in vaccination clinics continue at the Marshall County Health Department, with Wednesday walk-ins at Washington County. All three vaccines are available with adult and pediatric options. Those seeking booster shots are reminded to bring along the white COVID vaccine card. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County November 28th as Haley Jones of Blue Rapids lost control on East River Road, striking an embankment and rolling over. The driver and an unidentified passenger were taken by private vehicle for medical attention. Later that day, Weston Adams of Frankfort, who was turning off K-99 Highway near Ridge Road, was struck from behind by Abigail Smith of Frankfort. She and an unidentified passenger suffered minor injuries but refused transport. December 8th, in Nemahaw County, Kyle DeShong of Seneca lost control and went off E Road north of 40th. The driver was transported to Nemahaw Valley Community Hospital. A reminder that first-half property taxes are due by the close of business Monday, December 20th. Cash, check, or money orders payable at the Treasurer's Office in Marshall County open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 till 5. Pay online or call the Treasurer's Office or use the drop box at the Marshall County Courthouse. Christmas vocal music concerts postponed Wednesday at Marysville and Valley Heights are rescheduled for Monday evening. MHS will perform at 6:30. Before the 7 through 12 band concert in the Marysville High School Auditorium, Valley Heights performance is planned Monday evening at 7. Shirley A. Argo, age 85, of Liberty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery at Liberty. Visitation noon until 7 today at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Shirley Argo. Leonard D. Marshall, age 79, of Salina, passed away Wednesday at the Frankfort Care Home. Funeral service is Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Marshall. Margaret Joyce DeBoard, age 91, of Centralia, passed away October 9th. A celebration of life service is planned Tuesday, December 21st at 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Centralia Community Church West in Centralia. Interment will be private. The Popkiss Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Joyce DeBoard.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
As the jet stream starts to flatten over the region, we will start to see continuously cooling temperatures. Many states in the Midwest and Great Plains will see some single-digit temperatures. On Friday, states like Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri will continue to see seasonal temperatures. On Friday, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s through lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s through lower 50s throughout Missouri. As this cooler air continues to be pulled further south on Saturday, temperatures will start to drastically drop over the region. As for today's forecast, sunny skies and a high nearing 48. Staying fairly clear overnight tonight with a low around 20. Sunny skies on Saturday and a high nearing 31. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 73. The average low 22 and the record low minus 2. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening at 5:06.
A better batch of Christmas cookies starts with a good foundation. We will review some sugar cookie basics today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 17th. It is the 351st day of the year, and Pope Francis is celebrating a birthday. Americans will bake more cookies this month than all others combined. If sugar cookies are on the agenda in your kitchen, here are some pitfalls that experienced bakers suggest you avoid. Butter consistency is of the utmost importance. It should be soft, but not too soft. Set it out until it yields to light pressure and avoid the temptation to hasten matters in the microwave. Secondly, don't overmix the dough. Mix dry ingredients only until they're incorporated and not a second longer. And finally, chill the dough in the fridge, especially if you're making cutouts. Warm dough is sticky and hard to work with. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more information online at almanac.com.
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. I need to get to Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt this weekend because TikTok, time is running out. Elsie Grace's has last-minute gifts for everyone on your list, young and old. It's the last chance weekend for Christmas shopping. Oh, TikTok, it's time to shop at Elsie Grace's.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Travis Kelce scored on a 34-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes in overtime, and the Kansas City Chiefs rallied for a 34-28 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers in L.A. Kelce caught a tying 7-yard touchdown pass with a minute 16 left in the fourth quarter, then ended the game with his catch and run in overtime. On first and 10, Kelce pulled in Mahomes' pass at the 30 and eluded two tackles en route to the end zone, where he was swarmed by teammates. Mahomes finished the night 31-47 for a season-high 410 yards with three touchdowns and an interception. Kelce had 10 receptions for a career best, 191 yards and two touchdowns. Kansas running back Amari Pesek-Hickson has entered the transfer portal and will play college football somewhere else during the 2022 season. He appeared in 15 games for the Jayhawks during the 2020 and 2021 seasons, recording 363 yards rushing on 100 attempts. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Kansas State Wildcats have a new quarterback on their roster. Former Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez announced on social media that he's transferring to K-State. Martinez started 38 games at Nebraska dating back to 2018. He was also a three-time team captain for the Huskers. In four seasons at Nebraska, Martinez, a dual-threat 6-foot, 212-pounder, passed for 8,491 yards and 45 touchdowns with 30 interceptions. He also rushed for an additional 2,301 yards and 35 touchdowns. Kansas and Kansas State football have announced the newest additions to their teams during the early 2022 signing period. The Wildcats inked 13 new players, 12 from high school, and one community college prospect. The class is made up of 7 players on defense and 6 on offense. Lance Leipold with the KU Jayhawks announced the addition of 6 scholarship players and 2 walk-ons on his first signing day in Lawrence. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball action. Marysville tips off at Chapman. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming at KNDYRadio.com and on our mobile app. Valley Heights entertains Donovan West. Hanover is host to Onega. Axtell entertains Lynn. Washington County tips off at Centralia. Dealer Odell is at Lewiston. College action on Saturday. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30 on FM 95.5. Kansas State tips off Saturday, 4 o'clock pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
In a season where everyone is on the go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
Looking for an alternative to the traditional Christmas tree? Or maybe you just want a unique centerpiece. Create a tree of succulents to enjoy throughout the holidays and beyond. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase a wire cone-shaped frame. Wrap the inside of the frame with landscape fabric. Or make your own from chicken wire. The small openings are perfect for holding everything in place without using landscape fabric. Soak sphagnum moss and squeeze out excess moisture. Fill the inside of the cone with the moist sphagnum moss. Set the frame on a decorative plate or saucer. Or place on a container filled with cacti and succulent mix. Plant a few larger succulents in the container to dress up the base of the tree. Push roots of the plants through openings in the chicken wire or slits you made in the fabric. Fill any voids with sphagnum moss. Top with a star. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For many years, Marvin Krieger operated a car dealership in Muscatine, Iowa. Today, we take a look back at a successful business, but also a time when it was not easy to sell a car in this town, especially if you had a specific model on your lot. The story of a river town and the car that wouldn't run there is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of 6 books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Before Marvin Krieger entered the car business at Muscatine, there was a dealer named Lang and Schellebarger.
And they sold the Oakland. The Oakland had a problem.
The problem was the geography of the river town. The ups and downs of the river bluffs seemed to be too much for the Oakland.
In Muscatine, when they tried a car out, it would go up 3rd Street Hill in high. It was a good car. The Oakland wouldn't do that. It wouldn't pull it in high. So Crete was a sales manager, and Lang was a mechanic. And Crete couldn't figure out how to sell these cars.
A dealership full of cars that couldn't pull the town's main hill in high was a problem, until...
One day a fellow came in and said, I'd like to try your Oakland. I said, sure, hop in, we'll take a ride. He said, can I go up 3rd Street Hill? Crete said, sure. Now, when you get to the bottom of the hill, just put it in the hill gear. The guy said, what's that? He said, just push the gear ship up, because, you know, they were straight stick cars. The guy didn't went up the hill, just like nothing, see? The guy came down, he said, boy, that's a great car. Crete says, I told you it was a good car. Only car with a hill gear.
The supposed hill gear turned the Oakland from a clunker to a revolutionary auto that could pull the hill.
About a week later, he came back and he said, Crete, you son of a gun, that hill gear is just second gear. And Crete said, well, we call it the hill gear.
The Oakland is long gone, but the 3rd Street Hill remains. It's one of the toughest hills to pull in the city yet today. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Someday, we might be living on the moon, and of course, we'll have to grow our own food. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Our nation's youth are working on that right now, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In your town just might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame. And then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM, another STEM field, or with NASA.
The program kicks off at the end of February and teams must submit their report to NASA by the end of April. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning. All Alfred Dunner is on sale at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore. All Alfred Dunner is 20% off, and holiday sweatshirts are 50% off at Diane's Dresses, Etc.
Shopping smarter in a time of rising food prices. Some tips today on Farm to Fork. I have to admit, I got pretty excited when I heard about the buy two, get one free glove promotion that Gempler's is running. Here's the deal. You buy any two pair of work gloves, any two pair, mix and match, and you get a third pair free. And here's the best part. No limit. Just imagine you could buy 20 pairs of gloves from Gempler's and get another 10 pairs for free. What a dent that would make in your holiday shopping list. And nobody would have to know whether they were getting one of the free pairs. Got a big crew to outfit? Buy in bulk and save a ton. Who doesn't lose a glove now and then? Thanks to this deal, you have extras. Here's what you do. Go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out what you want. Then when you place your order, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it quickly, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers. Family owned. Fiercely independent. With inflation hitting the local grocery store, I thought we'd share some advice for getting the most from your food shopping budget. Julie Garden Robinson is a food and nutrition specialist with North Dakota State University Extension.
Planning your meals at least a week at a time can really help you avoid running to the nearest fast food restaurant for food. So just plan out those meals, and even better, if there are store specials, go online or use the flyers or an app and use those specials to inspire your menus. And make a list. If you go to a grocery store without a list, you're going to be tempted to buy a lot of food items.
And if you bring your kids with you to the grocery store, Garden Robinson suggests you set some ground rules.
They certainly tried to exert their pester power through the years, and that's an actual term that marketers use. Children heavily influence food purchases. So what I used to do with my own kids was to allow them to make one choice for a product they wanted, whether it was cereal or something else, and they would really deliberate on what to pick. So sometimes you just have to set the limits before you walk in the store if you're bringing your children with you.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. A recent report on nutrition loss gives federal regulators an in-depth look at agriculture's conservation role. Lauren Lurkins, the Illinois Farm Bureau Environmental Policy Director, serves as president of the Agricultural Nutrient Policy Council. And she says the report highlights the conservation work of farmers and ranchers across the nation.
We actually did a series of in-depth interviews with state agricultural trade associations across 16 states in the Mississippi River Basin to see what work has been happening in each state to implement nutrient loss reduction strategies. The product of that is some outstanding work that really highlights the work done by agriculture in each of those state efforts.
The report was presented at the Environmental Protection Agency Hypoxia Task Force meeting on Tuesday just this week.
And we really do credit all of those folks for the work that they have been doing and for including state level and local level stakeholders in that work. But the thing that we think was missing was really that report that kind of tied it all together. All of the ag work that has happened, either farmers individually or farmer-led associations, working either with or without state and federal funding. That is the importance of this report, to make sure that ag is represented in the discussion.
And according to Lurkin, she says that response so far has been very positive.
We're seeing some early statements from U.S. EPA Office of Water Leadership that highlight kind of where we would like to go. And that is very exciting for us to hear. They're talking about lifting up farmer innovation and working collaboratively with agriculture and actually coming out into the countryside to find out and to see for themselves what we're doing. So that's very exciting for the Ag Nutrient Policy Council to hear, and we very much look forward to working with the federal agencies.
That again was Lauren Lurkins, the Illinois Farm Bureau Environmental Policy Director. The agricultural community has been working with the Environmental Protection Agency to try and make conservation programs that are favorable to the ag community. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm.
As Christmas quickly approaches, it's time to start planning and shopping for this season's Christmas gifts. Hometown Lumber and Hardware suggests the Big Green Egg. It would make an excellent family gift that everyone can pitch in for. There are also great accessories to make preparing meals easy and fun. From grilling to roasting, baking to smoking, the Big Green Egg is the way to go this Christmas. Shop local and make a difference. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Selling farmland via auction is back in the forefront as the preferred sales method in much of the grain belt, according to Farmers National Company. They said 80% more auction sales during October, November than last year, and sold 142% more acres through auctions. They also saw a 139% increase in the dollar volume of land sold by auction. Everyone who follows agriculture in the U.S. knows the ag land market is hot. Another way of showing just that. They said, if you remember, the uptick in farmland prices was last fall as producers and landowners started to realize the effect of the large influx of government payments along with better yields than expected and strengthening grain prices. Put a little more optimism and capital in producers' hands. That translated to a renewed interest in purchasing additional land for their operation. Now, buying interest by individual investors also buoyed up by the outlook for higher commodity prices and fears of inflation. USDA announcing a new program to assist hog producers who faced reduced market price due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Spot Market Hog Pandemic Program, part of USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, it addresses gaps in previous assistance for hog farmers. The program assists hog producers who sold hogs through a negotiated sale from April 16th through September 1st of last year.
USDA offering the program as packer production was reduced by COVID-19 pandemic due to employee illness and supply chain issues, resulting in fewer negotiated hogs being procured and subsequently lower market prices. The payments will be calculated by multiplying the number of head of eligible hogs, not to exceed 10,000 head, by a payment rate of $54 a head. Eligible hog producers can apply starting tomorrow by contacting the local USDA service center. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Sore back after a day on the tractor? The culprit could be the seat you're sitting on and the vibration it's sending through your body. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Pain is a common complaint from farmers. Maybe they lifted too much or pulled something the wrong way, but there's another potential cause: prolonged exposure of vibration from farm vehicles. Nathan Fetke is an associate professor in the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health at the University of Iowa, which did a study on whole body vibration experienced while operating ag machinery. He says the seat is the key. Many farm machines have seats with shock-absorbing suspension, and they should be adjusted properly for the operator's weight.
And that should be easily identifiable. If someone's riding around in a machine and they feel the seat bottom out or slam down into the base plate, that seat is not working properly, it's not adjusted for the operator's weight properly, or there's some failure of the mechanism. In terms of the seat itself, just including the seat as part of the overall maintenance plan of the machine is really important. I mean, these are mechanical things.
The operator's posture is another factor.
As a person sits, the curvature on their low back is lost, typically without a lumbar support. And so you've got this sort of stretching of the low back just by the nature of the sitting posture, and then you're vibrating that low back at the same time. And so you get this repeated stretching of the low back, and that's one possible theorized mechanism for how prolonged exposure to vibration can lead to problems down the road.
The study showed ATVs and heavy utility vehicles like skid steers transmitted the highest levels of vibration, followed by tractors, pickups, and semi-trailers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about whole body vibration at agriculture.com.
For the colder weather, shop a selection of outerwear by Harriot, Byrne, and Wrangler at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Sturdy footwear includes Double H boots, Timberland Pro, Harriot, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, plus Red Wing shoes. They have Christmas gift ideas, too, including a selection of toys, lots of jewelry. How about jeans, shirts, something for everyone at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Find them on Facebook. Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Direct Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still going through a Friday today. Still mostly green on the board for the grain market today. Mixing the livestock is how we are going through the day today. Pretty consistent as we go through as well. March corn is up right now 2 3/4, sitting at 594 even. Kansas City wheat up by 3 3/4, sitting at 810 and a half.
January soybeans are up 13 and three quarters as well, sitting at 13 at 91, with the meal for January up $6.50 at 378.80. Over in the livestock market, things are still kind of mixed, but mostly lower going through the day today right now. We are wrapping up the week with the Comprehensive Feed Cattle Weekly Report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, showing the carcass weights of some of the slaughtered cattle, and carcass weights are up near 7%, what we've seen in the last few weeks, sitting at in near 899. It is the first time this year that the weights have pulled ahead of the prior year, and combined steer and heifer weights can easily be influenced with some of the proportion of steers and heifers in the weekly slaughter changes. A lot of that due to some of the grains that they've stayed on for an extended period of time. The quality grade grading is also up 0.1% to 81.3. Volume of sales is still relatively low going into the end of the week, with trading ranging between $136 to $130 for live and $218 to $220 dressed cattle. So prices lowering themselves just a little bit, and kind of wrapping up the processing and the slaughter going into the holiday with Christmas next week. Live cattle for December is down right now 22 cents at 135.05. We have feeder cattle for January down $1.77, sitting at 160 and 80 cents. Lean hogs have turned it around. They're seeing a little bit of green right now, with February lean hogs up 80 cents, sitting at 81 and 15 cents. April also up by 22 cents. Stock market, a little bit of green popping up in the NASDAQ right now. The Dow Jones still down pretty dramatically, down 460 points right now. The S&P is down by 24. The NASDAQ has rebounded up 17 points in the green, sitting at 15,197. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Friday.
It's time to get locked in before you get locked out. Only at Rusty at Ford. With interest rates set to rise and inflation driving up prices, getting into a new vehicle can be challenging. Don't let this happen to you. At Rusty at Ford, lock in your rate and lock in your price on any new Ford or pre-owned vehicle before it's too late. And that rate can be as low as 0% on select new Fords for up to 60 months. That's right. Lock in 0%. Time is running out. So beat the clock before the new year on higher interest rates and inflated prices. Get locked in now at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Always valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term finance include Ford Motor Credits. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Yeah.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.